Good morning. Our scripture this morning from Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. And they came into the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother. And they fell down and worshipped him. And opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We pray, Lord, bless our time here together today. Well, Christmas is over, and what did you get? Did you get the perfect gift? Of course you did. You got Jesus Christ, the Savior, who died for your sins. What a gift. But what about the other gifts? Try to picture the courtesy service counter after Christmas, or it's, as some call it, the returns counter in the stores. The gifts are being returned, and the reasons are being given, and it goes something like this. Why are you returning? Well, it was from a dear friend, but not just what I had in mind. Accepted, in-store credit. It was okay, but I just didn't want it. Accepted, in exchange for something else. Doesn't look cool when I put it on. Accepted, in change for cash back. Doesn't have much to offer for my needs. Accepted, for credit back on your credit card. But now let's check out the perfect present. They are still looking and shopping, even though Christ has already given it. But now let's check the returns counter for the perfect gift. It goes like this. Why are you returning? It was from a dear friend, but just not what I had in mind. Okay, accepted in exchange for death. It was okay, but I just don't want it. Okay, in exchange for death. Does it look cool when I put it on, when I put Christ on? Okay, accepted in change for death. It doesn't have enough to offer for my needs. Okay, accepted in exchange for death. Returning the gift is so tragic because there are no money back deals. There are only exchanges for one thing. If you bring Christ back, you must take eternal death. These are your only choices. And it's shocking to see how many choose death. But you see, it's all in the packaging. With life, what you see is what you get. Nothing hidden, everything up front, forgiveness of sin through Christ. On the other hand, eternal death never says it on the label, eternal death. It may say something like, accumulated wisdom of evolved and enlightened man, or it may say the latest in religious technology, or some such thing. Every unchristian religion is gift-wrapped death. Even so-called Christian religions, which have salvation through Christ plus works, is also damnation. But the wrapping is much prettier because you can help. With the magi of our Bible story, the wise men of our day still ask, where is he born King of the Jews? Our hearts go out to those who frantically search for that perfect gift, and we say, oh, I wish that they had a star to guide them. But oh, they do. A whole bunch of them. It's you. You are the stars that they have. You are the star that many watch. And make no mistake, they do watch. They watch you at basketball games. They watch you at cross-country meets. They watch you at track meets. They watch you at volleyball games. They watch you in the mall. They watch you before games, after games, during games. They watch you in the streets. And they watch you in restaurants when you sit down to eat. What a privilege to be a Christian, to be an instrument, to be a star, to further the gospel, and to play a role in the salvation of even one single individual. It is something the angels would wish for, to be a star leading those wise people of the world to be a light, to be an employee of the Most High God like you are, to be considered nothing for the sake of Christ, to know that the bill of your lifelong spending spree of sin has been completely paid for, to know that forgiveness and salvation is ours freely because of our Savior's perfect life and innocent death. Oh, what a privilege. Preach the gospel. Be a star. Let your light so shine before men that they may see the result of your faith. Yes, that they may see us as the Magi saw the star. And then they may ask of you, where is your king? And you can answer. You have the privilege of answering. Our King rules in our hearts. He is Jesus Christ, the one promised of old, and through him, the perfect gift, all mankind has been freed from the curse of sin. Let us say to everyone, to all, come, worship him with us. Let us serve him together. Amen. Hymn number 27, we will sing two of the stanzas, and I'll read them first, stanza 1 and stanza 4. Oh, bless the Lord, my soul, let all within me join, and aid my tongue to bless his name, whose favors are divine. He crowns thy life with love when ransomed from the grave. He that redeemed my soul from hell hath sovereign power to save. We sing those two stanzas. Thank you. Have a good day.